AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And we're pleased to have with us via the phone line here today, Don Tripp of Kansas Gas. It is Safe Digging Month.
Don, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, glad to have you on. Kind of a natural here, to be honest. Whenever we saw Safe Digging Month come down on the news release here from the state, then it was got to call Kansas Gas and kind of get the word back out about safe digging and safe digging practices.
We appreciate it because at Kansas Gas Service, safety is our top priority year-round. So National Safe Digging Month is a great opportunity for us to remind everyone to put safety first.
A question does come up here. You'd think with all the information that's out about safe digging procedures, calling 811 and things like that, that we wouldn't really need, we'd reach a point where we didn't need to talk about it. But clearly we have enough instances happening where, you know, every year we cover a punctured gas line or something like that during a project, whether it's at home or whether it's for a business or a church or something like that. So obviously we've got to keep this out in front of the community.
That's correct, and unfortunately, it is a topic that we just need to keep reminding everyone that no matter how large or small your digging project may be, you need to contact 811 at least 2 full working days before you start. That's going to help make your digging project as safe as possible.
And it's a pretty easy thing to accomplish, too, to make you aware of it, isn't it, Don?
It really is. It's easy and it's free of charge. You just call 811 or go online at kansas811.com. Again, at least 2 full working days before you plan to dig, you'll submit a locate request, and then professional locators will come out to mark the underground facilities within your designated project area. And they'll do that with flags, spray paint, or both. So that project will be marked. You'll know the approximate location of the lines, and your project can go on safely.
Is this one of those things where all you have to do is just basically submit your address to bring everybody out, or are there a few more details that you need to submit here just to make it a little easier for that locating crew when they come out?
Yes, you'll submit your address, and you'll also let them know the approximate area where you plan your project. So they know where that digging is expected, and they can make sure that all the lines are located.
And again, it really doesn't matter the size of the project, whether you're, you know, doing some landscaping, fencing, decking, or popping in a mailbox. You got to make the call or at least go online to make this happen.
You are right about that. We like to say contact 811 every dig, every time.
Every dig, every time. So if you have a shovel in hand, make sure you've done your due diligence here. Is that what you're telling us, Don?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And, you know, it's an important message, and I think that sometimes folks may think that I'm just planting a tree or I'm just putting in my garden this year, and they think that they possibly know where the lines are, but you can't take it for granted. So please contact 811 and have those professional locators come out and mark those lines for you.
I was going to ask Don here about the website kansas811.org, which is available as well for folks to use that. And it's maybe a bit of an unfair question because we hadn't talked about this, but are you seeing more traffic on the website, or are you seeing most of the contacts going through the phone number 811?
Well, I'm not sure. That is operated by Kansas 811. They'd have to give you that information, but
okay.
We have a website, beadighero.kansas.com, and I'd like to tell you about the exciting campaign that we have going on during the month of April.
Please do.
We're challenging everyone who plans to dig to commit to doing so safely by taking a pledge at beadighero.kansas.com. And when you take that pledge, you'll automatically be entered into a random drawing for a free tree. We're doing this in partnership with the Arbor Day Foundation. What's new about that this year is that winners of the tree giveaway contest will be able to pick the tree that they want to plant, and they're going to get information about energy savings that can be gained from that tree, because according to the Arbor Day Foundation, if you properly place your tree in the right place, you can reduce air conditioning needs by 30%, and you can save 20 to 50% in energy used for heating. So the benefits from trees are just enormous, and that's what makes it so exciting for us to be able to promote safety and a greener community all at the same time.
And that's at BeADigHeroKansas.com?
That's right. BeADigHeroKansas.com. Take the pledge and get entered into our drawing for a free tree.
Sounds good. Well, Dawn, is there anything else that you wanted to bring up either about the Kansas gas efforts here through Safe Digging Month or the traditional 811 process here before we close things down today?
With safety always being our top priority, we want to remind everyone that if you smell natural gas while you're digging or you damage a natural gas line, leave the area immediately. Then call 911 and our emergency line at 888-482-4950.
Make both calls.
Great information as always. Thanks, Dawn.
Thank you so much.
Have a great day. Thanks for your time.
You too.
And Dawn Tripp, Kansas Gas Services. Make that call, Chuck.
Got to make that call. And the way it sounds, too, if you have an issue, kind of an unplanned issue, then make two.